Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Paul Watson over in England is being threatened with arrest for his speech. That's right, threatened for arrest in the supposed free country where there really isn't free speech. More and more, they're attacking it savagely. Paul Watson being threatened with arrest. We'll tell you about that coming up in the next segment. Also, feds to collect DNA from every person they arrest in the United States, guilty until proven innocent. But that's a shill within a shill. Everyone in the United States for 35 years is in a federal DNA database illegally. The government is criminal. It is the essence of criminality and wickedness and hate. As the Founding Fathers said, which is why FEMA all over the nation and on video says they are bad. FBI email says Bush signed executive order authorizing torture, including the torture of children sexually, which I know you defend. I've heard folks defend that. Yes, you certainly are in Beelzebub's camp, aren't you? Chertoff says fingerprints aren't personal data. Everyone will be in the DNA and, of course, a fingerprint database. They can frame you how they want, when they want. They've got the willingness to rule and dominate and point guns at people. They're in control. Cell phone cover-up, is your brain at risk? More and more studies admit it's giving you massive brain tumors. But, hey, I use mine this morning. I'm not stopping. I've been, in a Pavlovian fashion, habitualized to it. I'm fully under their control. Literally. I'm a slave. More airports to use whole-body imaging machines. Many airports have the machines that scan your body naked into hard drive disk. And now it's going to go into almost every major airport, and they will force you and your family to be in their database naked. That's right. Triple X photos of you and your family, all part of the humiliation and the journey towards total enslavement. More airports to use whole-body imaging machines. CNN reports on that. More concerns raised about D.C. surveillance network plan. They're saying, oh, there's 5,000 cameras in D.C., and, oh, Homeland Security wants to use them. Again, the feds paid to have those put in. They've always surveilled you. They've been reading your license plates for a decade, scanning you in real time. They're just now making the announcement, slaves. Also, an interesting video put together by somebody on YouTube. We've got links to it up on Infowars.com. We're going to play this clip later in the second hour. I'm going to spend probably 30 minutes on this. New American Theology of Civil Submission, with different clips of preachers on TV saying, submit, be a slave to the government. Slavery is what the Lord wants for you. Now, I know a lot of you aren't Christians, but even if you don't believe in the Bible, the point is, supposedly 80% of Americans say they do. And they are being taught by 26,000 paid preachers by FEMA to hand their guns in, to let their families be split up, and that all government, all authority is God. Of course, that's the complete opposite of the Bible, common sense, founding fathers, everything else. According to them, you should submit to Antichrist because he is the government. And it says the church will submit and take the mark. Of course they will. They'll be told to. It's of the Lord. Churches nationwide and worldwide are putting in thumb scanners to go into church. Preachers get up on TV and say taking the chip is of the Lord. Pat Robertson says it's good. It's not bad. Retina scanning's not bad. We have the video clips. You're not of the Lord. You don't have your chip of the Lord. So we'll be playing that. Also, World Bank tackles food emergency. Oh, yes, with new global taxes. When the World Bank policy is starvation in State Department Memorandum 200. But first, when we get back, Paul Watson needs to be arrested, they say, in England. Will Paul be arrested? Will Prison Planet go away on the other side of this break?
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're live. 8 minutes into this first hour of four-hour transmission, Jason Burmis talking about some very important information, making a very important little announcement. Will be joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. We're talking about the economy. We're going to be talking about the latest revelations in Israel with Netanyahu saying that 9/11 helped Israel. There's a lot of other amazing statements that are being made out there. So a big broadcast lined up for you today. But I thought I would first read this news article and then get into the threat. And we've gotten several threats along these lines. And it has to be taken extremely seriously because in England, they do arrest you for free speech. So let me go ahead and give you the headline and read the article that has people threatening to have Paul Watson arrested. Okay, let's go ahead and get into it now. Offensive gay blood donation ban could be overturned despite AIDS risk. Now, this is the headline, and offensive is in question marks or in quotation marks. Homosexual lobbyists decry homophobic law, say right to give blood more important than 50% increase in HIV infections it would create. Now, 4 years ago, the front cover story in the Rolling Stone magazine had an article called Bug Chasers about gift givers and gift receivers and how they tattoo on their bicep that they've got HIV, and those are the superstars, and everyone at these clubs runs up and wants to be given AIDS, given HIV. Now, that's in the Rolling Stone. I guess they should be arrested. And it was actually a gay man that wrote the article saying how horrible and dangerous and bad this is. Now, when the government decided to cook up AIDS, HIV, they used the vector through smallpox vaccinations and hepatitis vaccinations in New York City in the 1970s, and that's all come out. Was that loving of the government, using you as a vector because you have, on average, more than 100 partners a year? And then you get arrested for saying that. It is risky behavior. If you make a moral judgment in England and say you believe that it's bad, you are arrested. If you read out of the Bible where it says it's bad, you're arrested. But even if you say, you know what, this is risky, dangerous behavior, you are arrested. And we've written articles, we've posted articles, BBC articles, where if you say, hey, rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims, the government says they decide when the word homosexual is derogatory because the scientific-sounding term, now the ignorant population thinks is a slang. That's a new thing they do to control languages. They make scientific terms slang and racist or sexist. So this is a way to shut down free speech. It starts with, well, you're not for Nazis heiling Hitler and firebombing people. Well, no. And then, of course, the feds carried out the firebombings in Germany in the 50s and 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, mainstream news. And then they ban running around screaming Heil Hitler. Then they ban saying Holocaust didn't happen. Then they ban criticizing Israel. Then they ban criticizing the German government. Then they ban protesting in England. Then they ban, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So Paul has written a Bug Chaser article before, too. And he got a lot of hate email over it saying he should be arrested. But we have other people saying, no, they're filing with the police and he needs to be arrested. And when a complaint is made, the police do come out. I actually hope this happens. I'm sure Paul does. We've had discussions about this because he does write for PrisonPlanet.com in the UK. Because it's another illustration of this hardcore tyranny. The government can murder who they want, engage in what corruption they want, take the liberties, get rid of Magna Carta. But if you write an article quoting scientists and mainstream news about how it infects the blood supply, you will get arrested. But the bigger issue here is the mindset of people saying, I may file a complaint, or I'm going to file a complaint, and you need to be arrested. It is the mindset of these people thinking this is liberty and freedom. So let's read the article that people want Paul Watson arrested for in England, in Sheffield right now. Offensive gay blood donation ban, that's what the media is saying, could be overturned despite AIDS risk. Homosexual lobbyists decry homophobic law, say right to give blood more important than 50% increase in AIDS infections would create. HIV infections. Homosexual rights advocates, that word gets you arrested right there, are trying to get a ban overturned on accepting blood donations from gay and bisexual men in the UK because it is offensive, despite the fact that such a change would increase the risk of HIV infection by 50%. By the way, you're also arrested in England if you speak out and say that promiscuity is dangerous. That is considered hateful, and you're just arrested, period. So that's all part of the freedom. I mean, go in England, just talk to someone on the street corner. Cops run over and start saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you congregating? Give me your name. You're going in a database right now. I mean, it's East Germany, folks. which is power freaking, mainly foreigners who have now been brought into the police department, ruling, and literally, left foreigners all around you gibbering at you, ha ha ha, we have the power now, you have nothing, slave, we rule, we serve the government. Here it's just criminals, felons right out of the penitentiaries is who they create the police and military forces with now. Oh yeah, you didn't know they're hiring masses of felons for the police to rule? You have to have criminals that are willing to carry this out. Despite the fact that such a change would increase the risk of HIV infection by 50%, the latest example of political correctness, lunacy, that is endangering society. Rob McDowell, a campaigner on gay rights, has branded current blood transfusion policy homophobic for not accepting blood from men who have homosexual relationships, reports the Scotsman. This outdated, homophobic, and offensive rule must be changed to allow gay and bisexual men to give the gift of life, added McDowell. Okay, they stopped it in the late 80s in England and the U.S. because it caused hundreds of thousands of AIDS cases and deaths. And because they weren't screening the blood and they still aren't properly screening it, and each screening test, many times, you look at the statistics, as high as 30% of the time, don't catch it. And then hemophiliacs or your wife or your husband or your daughter or your son or your grandma or you, when you're in a car wreck, you go in and get a blood transfusion. Just like Arthur Ashe, the tennis player, and millions of other people globally, and you die. And you see, the average heterosexual has, you have to pull the numbers, it's different per country, but around two sexual partners a year. And that's when they're younger, in their 20s. It decreases as you get older. And the average homosexual has over 100. Now, that's just a fact, and some have 100 a month. And that's what's done, and it is popular at these clubs, these sex clubs in San Francisco, and this is in major news articles, to go and to have 20, 30, 50 men deposit their blood product into the GI tract of another male where there is no defense, no blood barrier like there is on the skin or the mouth or other areas, and it goes right through into the blood supply. Perfect place to get AIDS, to get HIV. Now, remember what Clinton did with Bayer Pharmaceutical and that, another big company up in Canada that fenced the blood? They had banned it by the late 80s, blood transfusions in prisons, period, because of all of the same-sex sex and even by heterosexuals who just wanted gratification, because the prisons would allow you to give as much blood as you wanted, and that was how you then bought the drug money from the guards. And we've had the doctors who were in the prisons on. It's been in national news. And you also had the intravenous drug use in the Arkansas prisons. And it didn't matter. Until the early 90s, it continued. And when the Hemophiliac Society sued over it, they were firebombed. The doctor's office was firebombed. They were attacked in Canada and in Little Rock. I mean, they don't play games. And just out of that facility, millions of people got HIV globally. The blood was shipped to France, Germany, England, Russia, Japan. I mean, this is what we're talking about here. And it's seen as, quote, hateful. It's kind of like they arrest you in England if you say immigrants have higher levels of disease and need to be screened. And it's true. Leprosy is all over the U.S., all over England now. Hundreds of other diseases, doesn't matter. You're not allowed to screen the immigrants for diseases. It's seen as hateful. So they come in from third world countries with it. And now it's spreading, and now they're setting up giant TB facilities everywhere, and they come arrest you and make you go to them, but it's all kept very quiet. And the illegals, on average, it's reported, give 40 people per year. Someone who has the type of TB that's communicable, give on average, just pull up, 40. It says in a classroom or business setting, 40 people will contract it per year on average. That's a federal number. In the schools, in the play, all of it. And if you say in England you don't like it, you're arrested. Okay? It's just the way it works. Nothing can stop the breakdown of the first world. Nothing can stop the overrunning of it by the global elite to wage war on the middle class. Once they're gone, it's all over. Now, Paul Watson wrote an article about this, and they're calling for his arrest, and he'll probably have police come out there. Every day it's in the news where newspaper reporters get grabbed, get slammed around, get taken to jail. This is freedom. This is freedom. This is how it works. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Watson cites scientific data and mainstream news articles, and people call for his arrest. This outdated homophobic and offensive rule must be changed to allow gay and bisexual men to give the gift of life. Gift giving? Added the individual. But there's a very good reason that gay and bisexual men are banned from donating blood in the UK and relates to basic public safety. According to the latest figures held by the Office of National Statistics for HIV, nearly 50% of new HIV cases between 1996 and 2005 involved gay and bisexual men, even though they are statistically represent only 5 to 10% of the population. Other estimates have it at 3. While the absolute number of cases of HIV in heterosexuals diagnosed annually is greater than for men who have had sex with men, when the size of the respective populations is taken into account, it is seen that the relative risk of exposure is very different, according to Dr. Brian McCleveland, strategy director of Scott Blood Program, of the National Scottish Blood Bank Program. Well, arrest him now. Now. He says the earth is round. He added figures would indicate a man who has sex with a man is 7 times more likely to contract HIV than a heterosexual. And that's both because of the number of partners and how they're, where they're having the, quote, intercourse. Abolishing the rule for gay men would increase the risk of HIV-infected donation entering the blood supply by about 5 times, and changing the rule to allow gay men to donate 1 year after their last had sex with a man would increase the risk by 60%, said McCleveland. For militant gay campaigners like McDowell, the fact that changing the law would mean 50% more people would have their lives ruined and possibly die from the scourge of HIV matters little in comparison to ensuring that homosexuals aren't offended. And that's the thing. Nobody's stopping these people from the way they live or what they do. And, you know, the media will go into ultra overdrive over, you know, every 10 years somebody gets beat up, it's on the news. And I think that's wrong when that does happen. But, you know, when you say, hey, I don't think fifth graders or third graders should be taught about things I can't even mention on an adult radio show. I mean, I can't even say it. Forget just what you'd think of as the standard fare. I mean, stuff that's just unbelievable that I didn't even know about till I was a teenager. And you'd hear about it and go, what? That's, if you say, I don't want my 8-year-old being taught this, period, they're innocent, you're told, oh, you homophobe, you hate us. Remember all the news articles a few years ago? This is one of the lighter things I can mention, where they took 6th graders, hundreds of them in Massachusetts, to dormitories with beds, where they then discussed the lovingness of placing one's arm into the canal of another. Look, 6th graders, you know, come on. I mean, come on. See, it's a militancy of pushing it and driving. And am I saying all of the people out there that are homosexuals are into this? No, but the point is that it is a militant, driving, pushing, in-your-face. I mean, frankly, most people just don't even care. They don't want to hear about it. I mean, it's the same thing of people don't particularly want to see heterosexuals kissing in front of, you know, when you're out at a restaurant or something. People are like, hey, you know, do that on your own time. But no. I mean, just really get a life. I mean, I understand the whole life is about the lifestyle and about being gay and everything. But, I mean, you know, some of us just don't want our kids recruited. Some of us don't want AIDS in the blood supply. Some of us just want to be left alone, and you can be left alone too. I don't hate you, but no. Paul needs to be arrested, so I'll finish up with this article, get into some economic news, and a lot more on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Now remember, Robin Page, who had a rural affairs TV show for decades on the BBC, got up and said, quit taking our farmland, quit harassing us. Rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. And he was arrested. And so Paul Watson, quoting articles out of the Scotsman and other major UK papers, saying there shouldn't be a ban on promiscuous gay men from giving blood to the blood supply. There have been so many examples of this, of where University of Oxford students joke around and say, excuse me, your horse is gay, using it in the term of, you know, saying your horse is silly. The expropriated term, which formerly meant you were happy, he was arrested. There's thousands of such cases. They have police sit in restaurants listening for racial comments, political comments, secret police everywhere. Political correctness gone wild. You know, political correctness started in the Soviet Union. Hate crime started in the Soviet Union. Meanwhile, they're spraying us, poisoning our water, carrying out bioweapon attacks, using the homosexual population as a vector through the vaccines that they admittedly have used to spread bioweapons. They could care less about you. And now they're in England talking about arresting people if they criticize truly depraved activities like eating feces, drinking urine. I'm sorry I have to talk like this, but bestiality, they're saying, oh, that's hateful and closed-minded, too. See, that's the fun of these extreme groups on the spectrum, is that they're going to make everybody else adopt their ideas. They're obsessed with sex, so they're going to throw it in our face. I mean, frankly, I'm just sick of hearing about it. I could care less what you're doing. Just stop trying to... Look, I have the Rolling Stone cover story called Bug Chasers. Just Google Bug Chasers. I mean, read this. Where they have on their bicep tattooed HIV positive, and they're called gift givers, and everyone wants to receive it. I mean, this is a popular thing. I had a gay film producer call me a few years ago, well-known, tell me about films he was making, and he brought up to me on the phone, I don't know why, yeah, all these other gay men, because I have HIV, want me to give it to them. And he was sitting there telling me about it on the phone. I think he was coming on to me, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm married, sir. The point is that this is all over the place. And I mean, that is bad. Dying is bad. Killing yourselves is bad. And it's a nihilistic, and they write, it's in the Rolling Stone, not bashing you, saying, please don't kill yourselves, saying this is very sick. Wanting to die of HIV is depraved. Now, I'll probably be arrested. But this is the chilling effect. Paul Watson, as you know, we've gotten a bunch of emails with people saying they're calling the police on you, have called the police, or going to call the police, you arch criminal.
What is that, Alex? They're going to call the police based on the fact that I wrote an article agreeing with a law that's already in place.
Well, does it matter? You'll probably be arrested.
Well, probably, but if it happens, then I'll just go to court and win like everybody else has.
That's right. It needs to be fought. And, you know, I had former Mayor Koch on a few weeks ago. He denied all this is happening, but we put the articles over the video and posted it on PrisonPlanet.tv. He denied that you have spies in restaurants spying on you. Of course, that's how it starts, is in the name of hate crime, but it's really to spy on the population for your political actions.
Well, yeah, it's a chilling effect. And, I mean, you know, my cousin's gay. I've never had a problem with gay people. I think they can do what they like in the privacy of their own home. But I also think it's people's right to free speech, to have an opinion in saying that allowing gay people to donate blood should not be allowed because statistically it's dangerous. And that's what the director at Scott Blood, the authority for blood transfusions, Dr. Brian McClellan, said in The Scotsman. I agreed with that, and then I get threatened to be turned into the authorities.
I'm not going to read all of these, but listen to this one where this guy really feels good about himself, has no idea what he's turned into. I am a straight man fighting the New World Order and agree with most I read on the site, but Paul Watson's article on gay blood transfusions is bordering on a speech by Adolf Hitler. I am really, most of his party was gay, by the way. Ernst Röhm, you didn't know about the pink swastikas? Of course, they then persecuted homosexuals. That's what it's all about, just like the Republican Party. I am taking a copy of this article and may even hand it over to the British police. Ooh, hand it over. There is still a legitimate reason to use the police. Yeah, like arresting the government. And this is it. He should be thrown out of the movement for that article alone. Watson is at a risk of making us look like those we fight. I do not agree with all these hate laws when it comes to faith and such, but this is just a blatant attack on these people designed to cause hate. No, it's designed to not have HIV in the blood supply. I have worked with many gay people regarding 9/11. My InfoWars Network profile photos are of us helping support Gay Pride Rally 07, letting us set up a stool, whatever that means. And it says, what that evil boy has said could sway opinion. I demand you take action and not allow these type of articles to attack people and tarnish the truth movement, image, and reputation. You know, grow up. Stop being so obsessed. I just told Kurt Nemo to post some video with my head on a fat guy dancing. People think that makes me mad. I laugh at it. And I'm posting it because it's funny. I'm posting it, you know, this is a debate. This is a free society. And the point here is that there are a lot of people in the San Francisco Chronicle and other papers begging the gay community to stop bug chasing and to stop wanting to die. And the article says that large minorities, close to 40% in San Francisco, want to catch AIDS. Want to catch HIV. And then, by the way, if they want to kill themselves, that's their business. I think it's bad, and they shouldn't do it. their families. It will set their family. Well, also, we got to pay for this through the health care system. Paul Watson, any other comments about how you're an arch criminal?
Well, it just fundamentally disappoints me that people can be so naive as to say that, you know, comparing me to Adolf Hitler and then threatening to shot me into the authorities for an expressing an opinion which agrees with a law that's currently in place. I mean, how bizarre is that? And it's harassment, basically. If you're getting threatened all the time, then it's distressing to me. So it's harassment on their part. And it's free speech on my part, and I'll continue to use my free speech within the bounds of the law, which is exactly what it is.
Well, I mean, let's face it. A large minority of gays are into spreading AIDS, are into having it, are into blood, are into all this, and it is totally depraved, and it's turning into a death cult. And, you know, stay away from the blood supply. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, and look, it is wrong to have 300 partners a year. It is dangerous for you. It does hurt your body. It is destructive. The stuff going on out there, everybody knows about it, is destructive. It's destructive. It's very destructive. And you know what? I care about everybody, and I don't want to see people hurting themselves. Paul Watson, we'll watch this, and just have a video camera ready when the police come to your house. This will educate a lot of people.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Take care. There goes the arch thought criminal. I mean, I've got these other emails here. It says, I'm gay and I'm deeply offended by your homophobic remarks. This is not about political correctness. It's about equality. Maybe you should focus on the fact that AIDS is a government-founded disease. Well, we do that. Rather than saying, why don't you get your AIDS groups to do that? No, they won't. We are putting you at risk. You went from freedom hero to a creep fearmonger, a cheap fearmonger. I had such regard for your side, I found it intelligent, brilliant, and one of a kind. From today, I am one less visitor, and I am asking all of my gay, non-gay friends and families to stop supporting you. I hope you get arrested. You should know better. See, this is insanity. This is cliques and subgroups within other groups that demand everyone follow their edict. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if the government is trying to kill you with a bioweapon, you shouldn't be engaging in activities that allow you to do that, unprotected sex. You shouldn't be then, especially when you're doing this types of risky things, then going and getting in communal blood supplies. Bayer Pharmaceutical sipped out millions of ampules of factor VIII, knowing every one of them had HIV in it. We exposed that. We were against any place the government spreads their bioweapon. If you look, you need to quit getting into being oppressed by us and realize it's the New World Order that's coming after you. All right, shifting gears, ladies and gentlemen. We can talk about this later when we open the phones up. I want to get into the economy here. And, yeah, I want to tell all of you that gold has gone up over $100 in the last 3 weeks. It's getting up near $1,000 an ounce, going back and forth between $950 and $940. That's where it's basically sitting. They're dumping gold in the market. IMF is trying to drive it down. It is not working. It is not working at all. All of the inflation numbers are coming out. 57% drop in home sales in March. Thousands of retailers going out of business. Hundreds of major ones and medium-sized, Sharper Image, you name it, going into bankruptcy. The economy is sliding. And I believe in protecting yourself. So let's give you some of the latest economic news. And also, this is one of the last days, if gold doesn't go down, and it doesn't look like it is going up, that Ted will be able to give you this offer with last week's gold prices when it was $20 lower. Ted Anderson, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me up again, Alex. You know, just this morning I pulled up, I went to CNBC.com and just thought, you know, I'm going to pull up some articles here. I came up with five of them right off from the beginning. The first one that just talks about the U.S. Workers. Right now, we're at a four-year high in unemployment figures at 372,000 people jobless claims, up 17,000 just today. The next article comes in here, and that was talks about the George Soros. And George Soros is saying that the euro cannot replace the United States dollar as a world's reserve currency, and you can't have two reserve currencies because that's going to be too unstable. I mean, you know what George Soros is up to. I mean, he's all New World Order. This guy here talking about the United States dollar. The United States dollar, that's one of the key factors right now. It's been a world reserve currency for 30 years here since the U.S. dollar broke away from the gold standard. And has been doing nothing but going downhill, and all these countries that are sitting on U.S. dollar right now are looking for every opportunity they can to get away from this, get away from this world reserve status. They want to get away from the reserves. They want to sell it. They want to get out of it. But there's not enough liquidity for them to sell all they have. And then, they're talking about, the inflation rate. This is the biggest piece of it now because of the fact that the United States dollar has fallen as far as it has. Now we've got inflation coming. They're saying that 4% inflation, and then they're talking about doing about a 17% surge in energy costs and 4.4% rise in food prices. I don't know where they came up with that 4.4% rise in food prices, because I know grains have just gone up incredibly, and so has beef and many other commodities like that. There's no way that we have a 4% rise in food prices, but that's already this year, and this year is only what are we into it now? It's about coming up on half over. So there's a lot of things that are occurring in the marketplace. The United States dollar again is doomed because of the fact that we got so many countries out there that are holding the United States dollar as reserve, but the euro is taking over and becoming more of a reserve currency. There's no way that people can rely on the dollar because of the credit crisis information as well. I mean, the whole thing, if you take a look, all you got to do is do a little research on the United States economy. CNBC just happens to be one source. You can go to Bloomberg, you can go, there's just so many
different The dollar resources. Is at an all-time low. It's a depreciating asset. Gold is a asset that is appreciating, not depreciating. Now is the time to move into precious metals. I want to cover some more financial news I've got, Ted, but before we run out of time here, tell them about the coins. These are some of the best coins you can get into, and you priced these out over a week ago.
Yeah, right now, British Sovereign, currently right now, 257. That's a quarter of an ounce of gold. Got to remember, if you have quarter-ounce gold pieces, you're going to be able to use that to buy the things that you need to have, and the larger pieces are, it's too much. You got to have something smaller. The French franc is even better for that particular reason. They're at 205 right now. Both of those coins are in a great buying, great position to be buying right now at this time. And then I also have the silver dollars. They're $578 per roll of 20. It comes down to be about $27 per silver dollar. And again, that's something that is in very short supply. Silver dollars have always been in great demand over the years. And the last market high on silver was $50 an ounce. And since that time, the inflation has brought down the value of the dollar to the point where the same equivalent for a silver dollar is closer to about $150 each. And so right now you're sitting at a small fraction of what it is dollar for dollar, and once again, a really great buy.
1-800-686-2237. Ted, I think you've got a mic open or something there on your cell phone. It's ruffling pretty bad.
Well, actually, I use the regular telephone, and I am in northern Minnesota right now. I'll be back in the studio next week, and if we have a little bit of an echo, I apologize for that. But I got to tell you right now, at this particular time, with the dollar doing what it is, the economy going where it is, you really do need to be moving into the precious metals, and you can reach us at 1-800-686-2237. Each one of those coins are available. Again, the prices are going to be going up. And just a few months ago, the people that got involved with the gold and silver are looking at 20-30% increases in their portfolio, which is just fabulous.
Absolutely, folks. If you look at the year-long, two-year, three-year, four-year, five-year graph, gold is only going straight up. Now is the time to get in. It has been climbing in the last week. It is sitting there at right about 945. Now is the time for everybody to move into this market. I believe in it. Ted, on these two gold coins he's offering and on the silver he's offering, you're not going to find better deals. I believe in it, and I love hurting the New World Order. You're crazy if you don't move into gold and silver. Now, the establishment is grabbing it up as fast as they can, while at the same time telling you not to invest in it when every other investment is going straight down. 1-800-686-2237. And understand, if you call 1-800-686-2237, They're selling gold for more today. Those coins are more today. That silver is more today than what Ted is offering. You're getting the Alex Jones special. You're getting something locked in that we do as an introductory offer for the listeners. Ted basically just pays his brokers to take the call. There is a tiny markup just to take the call, and that's a markup from it being cheaper a few weeks ago when it went down a little bit. Now it's gone way up. So he's building in that discount. This is an insanely good deal. 1-800-686-2237. And yes, your purchase, your support of Ted, who owns this network, makes everything we're doing here possible. Ted, thank you for everything.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me up, Alex, and I look forward to coming back up again and more future offers if we can. You know, the economy at this particular time is just ripe for gold, and the dollar falling like it is, I can't recommend it even, you know. It's not
any stronger. Thank you, Ted. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night.
What people do with precious metals is they get caught in the day-to-day, week-to-week headlines. Dollar down, gold up. Everybody rushes to buy gold. And then 2 days later, dollar up, gold down. But when you get past the headlines, you know, gold will go up to 950, and then it'll drop to 945 the next day when the dollar goes back up a cent. And then the seesaw goes back and forth, but the seesaw is going downhill. When you pull back to a month graph, a year graph, the picture is completely clear. So that's what they do. They get you distracted in on just the day-to-day things that are happening instead of the big picture. I mean, look at these headlines here. Fed sees weakening U.S. economy, rising prices. CNBC, economic conditions are weakening across much of the United States. At the same time, fuel and raw material prices are increasing. Ah, stagflation. The Federal Reserve said it is the anecdotal benchmark summary of regional economic conditions. The Fed said manufacturers reported widespread increases in raw material prices and plan to raise selling prices to recover those costs, not to mention shipping and energy and everything else. In particular, price increases are consistently reported for food products, fuel and energy products, and many raw materials. Fuel from just 5 years ago is up 150%. But the Federal Reserve says we have 4% inflation. Last year they said 2%. Last year every private index had it above 10, most at about 15. You could just go see that things went up 15% in prices, everything last year. Now they're talking about 22, 25%. By the end of the year, it's at about 18 right now, most indexes show. But the government says it's at 4%. Oh, yes, inflation's at 4%. When you go out there and gas prices are up 30-something cents just on the year. And everything else is up except housing, because that was the bubble, and they've artificially popped it. And it was a bubble, but at least that bubble had something real in it at the bottom of the tank. Now they've popped a fiat bubble that had something real in it, some substance, and they've handed you the life raft of the deflating dollar, deflating in value. Prices inflating as it deflates. And so it really is a no-brainer when I say you need to call the brokers and you need to get silver and gold. I mean, get one or two coins. Just test it out. See if you like it. 1-800-686-2237. I really believe in it. I really believe in filtering your water. I believe in owning guns. I believe in storable foods. I believe in being off the grid as much as you can. Now, most of us got to live in cities and work in them, but doesn't mean I don't have an escape route. Doesn't mean I don't have a trailer with 2 years' supply of food loaded on it, and then I don't have two different places I can go with food stored at each one of those places. I got backup plans. You know why? Because I love my babies. And if there's a small chance something's going to happen, I'm ready. I don't have the farmhouse, though, hooked up with ISDN and Internet. I need to get that hooked up. But if everything really hits the oscillator, the oscillating blades, then we won't even be on air, ladies and gentlemen. If the Fed set off a nuke, we're going to go into full martial law, full arrest, full red lift. And, I forgot some of the top stories today. I'll tell you about those when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.